It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. On Friday, every Coloradan 16 and older will be eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine, but that doesn't mean everyone who wants one will be able to get an appointment right away. For many, finding appointments has been difficult. Bianca Hall of Parker says she got lucky online and was able to schedule the shot for herself and 7 family members and friends.
I think more than anything, it's just persistence. Unfortunately, we don't have any central booking place in the state. I'm kind of lucky to be a stay-at-home mom, so I have time.
One of the people Hall signed up is her sister, Allie Rodriguez Carlson, who gets her vaccine on Friday.
I had assumed I wouldn't be able to get my vaccine until like late April at the earliest. And then she made it so that's not going to happen. Like when we all get together, all of us can be there. So it's really special to me.
State lawmakers plan to introduce a package of bills to fund COVID relief efforts in the coming days. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
There's about $800 million left over from last year's budget that Democratic leaders plan to use. Speaker of the House Alec Garnett says measures are still being finalized. Lawmakers are discussing whether to allow restaurants to continue keeping sales tax revenue and provide relief for arts and culture organizations. The thornier proposals, which will take longer, would focus on community revitalization and housing, investments in the agriculture industry and green energy. Help for families is also on the table and part of negotiations between Republicans, Democrats, and the governor. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill that would give the state's largest transit provider more power to lower fares and raise parking fees cleared its first hurdle at the legislature yesterday. The bill's sponsor, Matt Gray, is a Democrat from Broomfield. He says the bill is meant to give the regional transportation district flexibility as it tries to recover from the pandemic.
They're in a hole, and there's a lot to work out of, but they're genuinely interested in engaging and actually trying to make things better.
RTD supports the bill, but some Republicans say it would mean less protection for taxpayers. The bill now goes to the full House for a vote. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today and through the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.